Special guest is Eric Voss. Eric is a graduate of
St. Xavier High School, class of 90. I don't know here. It seems it's 100 years ago, but at least it was in the 90s. 89 sounds a lot worse than 90 for some reason.
For folks that don't know, you're a graduate of Butler University, got inducted into their Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir, I did. I had officially been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
How'd that make you feel, man? That's got to be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, first of all, it was I was a phone call from a fellow basketball player for Butler that I was good friends with that played when I was there, and did not dawn on me that he was on the board. I got a call from him and he asked me to call him back. It was kind of urgent, and I did so, and it was small talk, and he asked if my girls were in the room, and I said they weren't. He said, well, put me on speaker and go in the room with them, and gave me the official. I was being inducted, and so I was floored. The timing of it was, I didn't expect it at all. Been nominated for the way they do things at Butler. They just started a Hall of Fame in 1991. My sophomore year, I guess, was when they started a Hall of Fame, and they had some catching up to do, but I've been nominated for the last 15 years. I'd given up hope, I guess, on it a little bit. It was out there. The official induction just kind of came out of nowhere, and it was quite an honor. It's a dream come true. It was kind of the cherry on top of the ice cream, I guess you'd say. I was a former walk-on, so some opportunities to walk on some places coming out of school. But when I went to Butler, there was a fellow teammate of mine at St. X that played there, played linebacker a year ahead of me, and Bobby Benson. And I went there, took a look at a play at it, and just fell in love with it. Took a couple other recruiting visits, but when I went to Butler, it was the place for me. Private school, had to convince my father that this was the option that I was given, and he was like, we're going to give it 1 year, and if you make it, great, and if you don't, there's a likelihood you'll be back. I just said, give me the chance, and the first week I was on campus at Butler, I had put the records on my billboard, specifically, because something was given to me. It was like a program or something, and it had the receiving yards and records and so forth that were in there, and I put those records on my billboard, and that was kind of my goal. So I played my ass off just to make sure that I was able to come back. It turned out pretty good.
So at what point did they end up giving you scholarships?
Yeah, it was after my freshman year. I was when I went to Butler my first year of it was about $10,000 for tuition. We were Division I in all sports but football. We were Division II. We had a strong Division II football program. They were top 20 every year, and it was old school, but it was about $10,000, a little over $10,000. So I had to pay for my freshman year. I worked my butt off through 2-a-days when they had 2-a-days, and an injury here and there where somebody went down that was ahead of me gave me an opportunity, and it was by my third game of my freshman year as a walk-on, I got to start. I broke a record that first game, actually, and it was a magical freshman year. They did the way they do things in Division II is they usually pay a percentage of your tuition, and then by the time I graduated, I had full tuition and a lot of my room and board paid for too. But I was on full tuition my sophomore year, and I got a little bit more each year that I was there.
You never wish ill or anything like that on a person. I'm not saying that's what you want, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Because, right, you know, if something unforeseen, unfortunately, happens to somebody, that's your shot. That's your chance.
The guy that actually get hurt was a fifth-year senior, and he was really good and a good friend, and I'm friends with him on social media now, and we chat all the time. But I had to play my butt off. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be back for another year. So he gave me that chance ahead of some of them, guys that were juniors and seniors that had been in the program for a while. They just, for whatever reason, gave me that chance. So,
you know, that's one thing I part of me wishes that they would just flat out get rid of is the whole, like, waiting behind the juniors and seniors. That's null and void, because I was scrolling through Facebook the other night, and I come across an old video from a few years ago of Ray Lewis talking to Colin Coward about how he transitioned and how he was able to get to Miami. Like, a lot of folks don't realize, like, Ray Lewis was offered a full athletic scholarship to the Florida State University, which was the absolute only school that gave him a scholarship. So, like, he went in there, talked to a coach, and people forget that great linebacker that was in the pros and stuff, Derrick Brooks, was ahead of Lewis at Florida State. Coach told Ray Lewis, if you wait 2 years, the spot's yours. Ray Lewis goes, nah, I'm good, and walks out. And that was back in the 80s, I think. That's a prime example of, like, you just need to get rid of it. Like, look at Ray Lewis now.
I think, and that's part of the lure with a lot of the younger guys, your higher programs like Florida State, where they entice you with that playing time early now, which is a little different with Division II. I mean, it's much like it was at St. X. St. X, we had numbers galore. We beat a lot of teams just based on our depth. We were 3-4 deep at every position, and that's what beat a lot of teams back when I was playing. But it was junior and senior heavy. You didn't play a lot of sophomores, definitely didn't play freshmen. And now I see a lot of freshmen and juniors that are getting playing time. So it's changed, and you never know once you're on campus if they're going to stick to that or not. But for me, in my situation, I had to earn it. And I'm grateful because it made me appreciate it a lot more. Just one of those things, you had to show up. The 2 days or all those sort of things that nobody else wanted to really do. I knew if I didn't, then I wasn't going to be back here. So that was my reward. You know, if you're given that opportunity to be a top 20 pick or something, first round draft pick in the NFL, you got to weigh out your options. I've seen a lot of guys like that in the past that have just crazy, explosive, very athletic, not necessarily good football players. A lot of times they got to stay injury free. I'm so blessed that I went through all those years of playing football without any major injuries, you know, some bruises, of course. And I had a couple dislocated fingers. I guess that was up there, but not with anything too major. So,
what are your thoughts about the coach now at Saint X? You know, I'm friends with Kevin. I've become good acquaintances with Kevin. You know, we exchange messages often. You like being a former graduate of Saint X, you know, how important that job is to whoever gets it.
I coached over at St. X from 2009 when we won the state championship, my first year there, 2012. I was a running back coach and became receiver coach those last 2 years. I like him a lot. I met him when he was down in Bowling Green. We played them, and they got after. I liked what he was. They were just a classy guy. He is just a classy guy and a
phenomenal person.
Coached with Coach Mike Glazier, who was there 37, 38 years. And he was my coach when I was at St. X. He saw me at a 7-on-7 passing camp. It convinced me that he has a wonderful way of making you feel like you're 16 years old again. Makes you want to do scratch drills and run through a wall. Got a gift. Great motivator, terrific guy, and was the head of that program for decades, and rightfully so. They gave it to the right guy, I believe,
too, yeah. You know, Kevin, back to Kevin, man, what a lot of people forget to realize about him is, like, what he did at Bowling Green, like.
They were stuck. I saw it firsthand. I think they beat us probably 3 of the 4 years we played them or whatever, and they were just, with what he had there to work with,
right,
the kind of talent he produced. And again, the atmosphere, classy people down there. It was just, they spoke a lot, very highly of him. He had it was Coach Glazier's last year, and they knew it was his last year. They had a little ceremony for him on the field at either halftime or before the game or something like that, just, and gave him, you know, a game ball. And that's just the classy thing to do on an away.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? I always liked what they had. And when he was named the head coach, I thought that was a great hire. You know what you get when you go there. I coached 2 years at Christian Academy before I came. A friend of mine took that program over, and it was just felt right to do. We had a ball. We had like 18 players when I first signed up to do it. And then within that time that football started, we actually ended up having about 48. It was fun taking a program from absolutely the bottom, you know, just and starting it from the beginning. So it was cool. But it's one of those things, man. You get to be a part of that stuff. It's very rewarding.
Look at Cal now.
They always had so much potential to me. It was it was amazing because that East End and the kids that wanted to stay over there or didn't want to be, like I was telling you before, wait till their junior or senior year to get a shot to play at a St. X or Trinity, that they could play right away at a Cal. And
so what are your thoughts on the way the NFL is today? Do you watch NFL much or?
No, I honestly, I hadn't, even before anything that, you know, that's gone on here recently with the COVID or anything like that, or the political stuff that's involved, kneeling and not kneeling and all that. I honestly was not as much of a fan. Divorced now, and obviously with Nikki and engaged, my ex-wife had mentioned before, that was kind of our thing. I would watch football on Saturday, college football. She would make fun of me. I'd even watch a Texas high school game on ESPN, Ocho, or whatever the case is. Anytime I got to watch football on Saturday, I would. Came Sunday, was family day. I just did whatever with the family. If we went on a picnic or went shopping or whatever the case is, I would just do that. Fantasy football stuff came along years ago, and everybody's tried to drag me into that at one point or another. And I watch football now a little bit more on the NFL with Lamar. The receiver coach for New England Patriots the last 10 years has been Chad O'Shea. He was my quarterback at St. Ed. He was,
wow.
I think, I contacted, he got the OC job down in Miami last year, made it down there 1 year, I think, and now he's with the Cleveland Browns on their coaching staff. But he would come into St. X every year and talk to Coach Glazier and give him the runaround, but it was kind of a cool, yeah, He was relentless. I mean, the guy, he was a, I don't know if you knew, it was before your time, but St. X was very run-oriented, late 80s, early 90s. It was before the whole pass-happy offense stuff that they have today, which is former receiver I would have loved to have been a part of. But Chad was a pro-style quarterback, dropped back, had a cannon for an arm, but we ran the option. And it was just, it didn't fit, but he went to Marshall, I believe, went to Houston or Marshall originally and did okay. He got some, he got into coaching right after college and worked his way up and obviously worked out pretty well.
You know, to piggyback off that, you know, some of the greatest coaches weren't the best players.
Right. No question. No question.
You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. Not saying that he was a bad player, you know what I mean? But like to see somebody that was great in high school was, this still did decent in college to flourish as a coach, be at the biggest level possible, just proof that as long as you stick with it, you know, anything's possible. Wow. How was life for you growing up?
Good. I had a great childhood. Great childhood. I am, I've been blessed beyond you can imagine. I've had a great family and just met up with them earlier for lunch. That's why we delayed this a little bit. And I take the time to do that. I'm very just thankful, man. I really am. The stuff with the Hall of Fame was amazing. And hearing from people that I hadn't heard from for a long, long time. And just the positive feedback was great. So, you know, I'm now putting the passions that I had and the competitiveness into my girls are now both starting at Sacred Heart. And they are in lacrosse. Playing lacrosse right now, which wasn't the sport their mom and I were originally thinking they would lead to. Their mom played college basketball at Duke. She was there for 3 years in the early 90s and had a terrific career. And then she transferred to Butler University, was where her last year where I met her. We were expecting to get into volleyball or basketball or something like that. Lacrosse has been taken over, so now I'm putting my passions into that with them, and I'm loving every minute of it. I really am. Getting them to teach them some things that I wish somebody would have been able to teach me about the strength conditioning stuff, which is what I do for a living, and been really great.
Right. So let's talk about, before we get off here in just a few minutes, you say you do strength and conditioning for that's your job. You know, whereabouts do you do it at?
It's funny. The only game in town, early 90s, a lot of people out there would know, in Louisville, only place to train was Fitness Factory back on Breckenridge, tucked back in the in the corner of this plaza, kind of run down, grimy place. But it was a gym. There wasn't anything fancy about it, but half of Louisville worked out there one time or another. When I graduated college, I had a sports medicine, exercise physiology degree. Not sure what I was going to do with it. Usually you go into being an athletic trainer or into PT, physical therapy. And it's one of those things that somebody had approached me about personal training, and I turned it down for about a year or two. And a good friend of mine and teammate from St. X convinced me to play or to do it, and I fell in love with it right away. And now this August is 24 years I've been training, so it's amazing. But I don't have a home base that I work out of now. It's been a handful of different places, but right off Old Henry is, there's an Anytime Fitness. It's my home base, but I've done a lot of in-home training, and I train at parks and at the facility. So Fern Creek basketball, I've trained Iroquois basketball, I've trained numbers of teams from high school settings at their own high school. I bring my staff or whatever comes with me, depending on what we need. We've done things there on site before, and it's been great to me for 24 years, and I've had a great career with it, so very blessed.
So if there was any piece of advice that you could give to folks out there, what would it be?
From a sports standpoint or just in general?
In general, man, life, sports in general.
I mean, just, you know, it's, you never, again, like you said, you never promise tomorrow. Man, it's one of those things where this year has been so chaotic and so crazy, and I've lost some close family, which always makes you reevaluate your priorities. And then getting that, like I said, that news about the Hall of Fame and something I didn't expect to happen, but just thankful, man. That's all. Now I count my blessings, and I love family, and keep your priorities straight. You know, sports are not that, as crazy as it sounds, and it's coming from me, like the whole grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. You can do without it. I think this whole thing has taught us a little bit that there are some things that we can do without, and putting focus back on our family and on our faith.
Now that is true. Well, Mr. Voss, I want to thank you for your time, man. It's good to chat with you, man. Hope you enjoyed yourself, man. And I look forward to chatting with you soon, sir. You take care, man.
Honor. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.